Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The title of our message this morning is An Antidote for Weariness. Based on our gospel reading, especially the last few verses, hear again Jesus' precious words to you. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." I invite you to turn inside your bulletin folder and find the green insert there as we consider our theme on that green outline, An Antidote for Weariness. Have you ever seen anybody do this? What do you think of when you see somebody waving a white flag or a white article of clothing? White caps. Not a good answer, Mr. Wischke. When you see somebody waving a white flag, you traditionally think of people who are surrendering. Waving a white flag is an ancient symbol of, I give up, I surrender, I can't take it anymore. Well, how about that white flag feeling? You felt it. There's probably here somebody this morning who feels like giving up, who feels like surrendering, who feels like waving the white flag. You are feeling, or you have felt perhaps recently, like saying, I surrender. I give up. I just can't fight anymore. Someone or something is causing you to be weary, causing you such weariness in your life that you feel like grabbing for the white flag. Today, if there's anyone here who has ever felt or is presently feeling like this, God has a good word for you. Let's look at the scripture as it talks about the causes of weariness. The things that bring us weariness in our lives. This list is not exhaustive. Here's just a sampling from Holy Scripture. First of all, waiting. Waiting causes us weariness. Psalm 69:3 says, I am weary with my crying. My throat is parched. My eyes fail while I wait for God. Waiting can wear a person out. Waiting for others to change, waiting for things in our lives to change, waiting perhaps for God to act, waiting causes us weariness. Learning causes weariness, says Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Listen to the text. Of the making of many books, there is no end, and much study brings weariness to the body. Studying or learning, whether in school if you have assignments or projects, or if you're of an older age, studying and learning regarding legal or financial or future planning matters, these things can wear us out. Fighting the enemy also wearies us, says 2 Samuel 23. The text says, he arose and struck the Philistine until his hand was weary and it was clinging to the sword. Fighting our enemies, whether they are enemies inside of our own heart or enemies in the guise of people outside of ourselves or perhaps even the devil himself, fighting our enemies can wear us out. You know as well as I that criticism and persecution wears a person out. Listen to the text from Psalm 6. I am weary with my sighing every night. I make my bed swim. I dissolve my couch with my tears. My eyes have wasted away with grief, and I have become old because of all my criticizers and adversaries. Criticism and persecution, whether they take place at the home or the school or the place where one works, criticism and persecution wears on your soul. It makes, as the text says, sometimes our bed swim with our tears, and it wears us out. Well, do you have another cause for weariness in your life? These are just a sampling. But in the gospel text for today, the cause for weariness, the cause that wears people out that Jesus is talking about, is that old devilish understanding and teaching called works righteousness. Listen to just one verse of the text. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What is works righteousness? Works righteousness is that devil's doctrine. This got into the heart and soul of every human being, and it sounds like this. Well, when things go well in my life, then I've earned it and I've deserved it. It's like little Jack Horner in the corner theology. You know the children's nursery rhyme. Little Jack Horner sat in the corner eating his Christmas pie, stuck in his thumb and pulled out a plum and said, "What a good little boy am I." When things go good, then we like to take credit and we figure we've earned it because of the righteousness of our works. But when things are going bad, when things are going bad and aren't as they should be, works righteousness kicks in and it says in your heart and your soul, "What have I done wrong? What do I need to do better? God must be getting me for this. What did I do to deserve this?" And this kind of thinking, this works righteousness thinking, wears on a person's soul. It was the truth of the text for today where Jesus says, "Come unto me, you labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." The ladenness and the heaviness that people were experiencing is because of the teachings of works righteousness thrusted upon them by the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the Jews at the time. They were teaching the people, if you want to get right with God, if you want to make sure God is happy with you, if you want to make sure you can go to heaven when you die, then here are all the lists of rules and regulations, and you must keep them one by one and work your way into righteousness. But the normal person like you and me would say, "I can't measure up. I can't keep of all God's laws. Who is going to help me? I'm doomed." And Jesus says, "Come unto me, all you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will get you rest." Jesus asks us today, what are the got-tos under whose burden you are living today? What are the got-tos in your life? I've got to do this to make God happy. I've got to do this to please others around me. Here's my list, and I never measure up. Works righteousness, that devilish doctrine, really strikes when you're hurting or you're sick or there's tragedy that comes and the devil whispers in your ear, "What did you do to deserve this?" Or even more devilish, "What is God doing to me? What can I do to make up for it?" That's the devil's lie of works righteousness. And Jesus says in our text, it causes us to labor. It's a heavy burden. I am so saddened when I meet people who have no connection with the Christian church, with our Lord Jesus, who wonder, "How can I possibly get to heaven when I die? I'll try to do these things. I'll try to be a good person. I'll try to keep a checklist. How can I ever know I've ever done enough?" Have you ever been to a non-Christian funeral? Where's the hope? There's the burden. There's the laboring. Well, Jesus has an answer to weariness, to all of the weariness causes we've mentioned, but especially the works righteousness one. Look at your sermon outline, point two. Jesus' answer to weariness is this. He invites us to lay all that stuff aside and come to Him, as the hymn we're going to sing during communion says, "Just as I am." He says, "Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, with whatever the world is putting upon your shoulders, come unto me, and I'll give you rest. The text, the word heavy laden, is a reference to the overloading of a ship or the overloading of a donkey. A load beyond its ability to handle, so the ship sinks or the donkey collapses. But Jesus says, if you're so laden and are heavy laden, come unto me, he says. Do you hear him? He's calling to you this morning. He says, come unto me. Not get busy doing good things. Not get busy filling your calendar with religious activities. Jesus says, come to me. Not trying to earn God's favor. Not trying to please everybody around you and make you happy. Jesus says, come to me. Not believe the devil's lie that says you're only loved by God if you're doing everything well. Not to believe the devil's lie that says you are only worthwhile if you are always successful. No, Jesus says to you, are you hearing? He says to you, yes, you, today, come unto me. And as we come to him, what will he do? Well, the text says, he will give us rest. But Isaiah also says, he will lift us up on eagle's wings. Listen to Isaiah 40. These are God's personal promises to you today. Listen here. God says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he never becomes weary or tired. He gives strength to the weary. To him who lacks might, he increases their power. Though youths go weary and tired, and vigorous men stumble and fall, those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not grow weary. Our loving God in this text says today, he gives strength to the weary. He gives new strength to those who stumble. He makes us soar with wings as of eagles when we figure we cannot take one more step. He helps us to run and not grow weary. My friends, it's time for you today to cast away and to lay down that burden of the devil's doctrine called works righteousness, and to simply lean upon the everlasting arms of Jesus, your Savior. When you boil it down, Martin Luther once said, there are only two religions in the whole world. When you boil it all down, there's only two religions, faith and works. Works says, I have to trust and depend and lean upon my own good deeds. Faith says, I can trust and lean and depend upon God's everlasting arms. But it's not enough just to know the difference in our heads. That truth, as I've said so often, has to travel, watch me now, has to travel 18 inches from the head to the heart. There was a little girl whose mother picked her up from school to go to the dentist. And she said, Mommy, I'm so excited. I just learned today I'm in the top 3% in the whole country with the ability to read and understand words and sentences. And she went on and on about this, feeling so proud about herself, till she got to the dentist's office, and the door said pull, but she pushed, and so fattened her lip and bruised her face, she couldn't go on with her dentist's appointment. Now, we may be in the top 3% of knowing about the gospel and the good news. We've read the Bible. We've heard the sermons. We've sung the hymns, but often in our life, when push comes to pull, we can't tell the difference, and we get into trouble when our faith doesn't translate from the Sunday morning pews into the push and pull of our daily lives. But Jesus is inviting us this morning. Today, did you hear him? Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. Lay that burden down. And Jesus says, come to me, that I may give you rest for your souls. Real rest is knowing you have a Savior who loves you. Real rest is knowing your sins are forgiven as he died on the cross for you and rose from the grave for you. Real rest is knowing you are right with God, and you can lay your head on your pillow tonight knowing that if you die, you are right with God, not because of your works righteousness, but because of Jesus. Real rest is knowing that this short life is not all that there is, that God has an eternity in heaven waiting for those who have rested in the arms of Jesus. And Jesus says in our text that in exchange for this burden and heavy laden business, he gives us a yoke of rest. Listen how the gospel lesson ends. Jesus says, so take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you'll find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, my burden is light. A yoke is that wooden article that's placed on an animal's shoulders so they may pull a cart. But Jesus' yoke, he says, gives relief to its bearers. Jesus' yoke makes burden bearing easier. Jesus' yoke is nothing less than the gift of himself. His love, his mercy, his forgiveness. Saint Augustine, an ancient father of the early church, put it this way. Our hearts are restless, O Lord, until we find our rest in thee. Jesus is our rest. So now, what are our responses to weariness? Just two simple ones. First, I'd like to call this an hour of honesty. Now, there's nothing sacred about an hour, but I challenge you to give a wonderful gift to yourself. Each day, take time to have a quiet time with God. I like to call it my DQT. My daily quiet time. Jesus says, come unto me and I will give you rest. If you're tired and weary of your anxieties, then how about trying this? Turn off that television. Turn off and lay aside that blessed cell phone. Take time with your Lord in quietness. Each day that he might give you his rest. And secondly, then, how about providing relief for somebody else who's weary? Giving care, giving time, giving love to someone else who is weary is the best way to melt your weariness away. We end our sermon with talking about, as it says on your outline, God's arms around our shoulders. There was a Sunday school teacher who was teaching this gospel lesson about Jesus' yoke and coming to him for rest. And she asked the class, what is a yoke? A little boy who was a smarty pants said, a yoke is that big wooden thing they put on animals' shoulders. Well, you're right. And then she said, well, what is God's yoke then? And little girl said, God's yoke is his arms around our shoulders. I like that. It reminds me of a very tender time in my life, and I must confess, I mourn the loss of this time in my life as the children have gotten up and grown away. But when Christopher and Abigail were just little squirts, one of the things they enjoyed more than anything else, and I confess Daddy did too, was when they would lie with me on the couch or the bed, one head on the shoulder, and one head on the shoulder, with my arms around their shoulders, and we'd watch a ball game on TV. You might have guessed. Or we watched cartoons. And soon they would fall asleep in rest and security and safety because they knew their father's arms were upon their shoulders. This is a wonderful picture of the yoke that Jesus is talking about in our text for today. Our Lord's yoke that he would place upon you is his loving Father's arms around your shoulders to give you rest, to give you strength. His love is the true antidote for your weariness. Thanks be to God, we have his love ever and always in Jesus Christ our Lord. And if you're coming this morning to the communion rail, whether to receive communion or to get a blessing, there I pray that you would feel your Father's arms around your shoulders. For he says to you this day, come unto me, you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. His love is the only true antidote for your weariness. In the name of Jesus, amen.